on a Sunday morning.
Glad to be back.
Grinding through it. Got a big one on Monday night. Can't remember who's playing. I think it's Chiefs and Philly. Sarcastically obvious. How are you today, Quentin?
Had a pretty good night last night.
Oh.
My Wildcats won. So
your Wildcats.
We got that going for us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that game a little bit later today. I still don't know if that was a catch. I don't know. But good for them. Sunfire Showdown happened yesterday. Hopefully you all went out to Jefferson's in Lenexa or North KC as they were giving away free wings for a year if you entered into the building to watch that game. But this is a Fantasy Football Sunday show. First, we'll get into after hours from 10 to noon. But as we do every single week, Quentin, let's fire it up. As always, I'll get you started today here on Fantasy Football Sundays, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. As we start every single week, I want to let you know, obviously, who's on bye, because I know a lot of you might have had a little Friendsgiving last night. Good night for it. You know, you might have had a few sodas, might have had a few glasses of vino, and you're in panic mode because you got to wake up late. Maybe you're listening to this a little bit later. If you are, thank you very much. If you're listening to it live, appreciate you even more. But always, download the Odyssey app. Go find this show, Fantasy Football Sundays. My ugly face is right there. Click on the first file you see. Boom. We'll get you started, as always, later on in the night or in the day in this show. 913-586-7610. Any questions, I'll do my best to get them to you if you have them for your matchups today. But as we always start off, we let you know who's out, right? Bye weeks and injuries. Atlanta, Indianapolis, New England, New Orleans. Much more tame than last week, right? Last week, your bye teams were the Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and Philadelphia. A lot of guys out, now a lot of guys back. But this week, Atlanta, Indianapolis, New England, New Orleans. So there's a lot of you that don't have Olave. You don't have Bijan Robinson, as if you had Bijan Robinson, because old boy in Atlanta doesn't know what he's doing. I'm not going to get into it again this week. But there's some names that might need, you know, replaced this week that are normally there, like a Michael Pittman Jr., where you can go there. I'll try to get you to that as best I can. Players out, there's really not a whole lot outside of buys that really are significant of damage. Obviously, Justin Jefferson was announced that he's going to stay on the injured list. He's not back yet, so that's still a slow and, well, it's aggravating because he's probably a lot of people's number one pick in most drafts. But again, he'll get right. But Adoree Jackson, Evan Neal, Dwayne Brown, Billy Turner, Micah Fitzpatrick, Damian Pierce, among others, that will not be in. Those are about the only names of significance that I can think of that would probably be an effective piece to your fantasy team. But we will dive into matchups. We go noon, we go 3, Sunday night, Monday night. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're all awake now. First matchup of the day in the noon slate, Tennessee at Jacksonville. The Jaguars are 6.5-point favorites. Jacksonville might be thick. Trevor Lawrence, we'll get into that too. But Tennessee, I think you have to go DeAndre Hopkins and have to go Derrick Henry, per usual, par for the course. Still kind of unclear what Will Levis is. Right? He looks the part. Is he the part? Can you trust your team with Will Levis? They're going to find out. They're riding this thing out for the rest of the season, evaluating, and we'll see where they go with this, because Ryan Tannehill obviously announces the backup moving forward. So Tennessee is just a two-player start for me. The other thing, too, with Derrick Henry, who is still top five in rushing yards in the league, but again, rushing stats have kind of dwindled down in the last 2 to 3 years, where it's not really an impressive thing anymore. But again, they still use him. But be careful. Jacksonville is great against the run, only giving up about 86 yards per game. That's fifth best in the NFL. Jacksonville's odd, right? It has not been great. It has not been what we thought it was going to be for the Jaguars in the AFC South. They're potentially about to lose their lead, potentially about to be bounced if that kid in Houston, who we'll talk about a little bit later, C.J. Stroud, continues to move up the ranks of being very, very surprisingly good this year. But Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, very disappointing. You want to guess how many touchdown passes Trevor Lawrence has thrown this year? You want to try to guess? I'll tell you, it's 9. Trevor Lawrence has 9 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions through 10 games this year. They're still 6-3. They've got a decent enough defense, but their offense should be better than what it is. It's not producing in the way that we might have thought it would have been as us fantasy nerds, right? This is the year Trevor Lawrence supposed to make a big turn. Started to change last year towards the end of the season, won a playoff game after throwing 4 interceptions, then threw 4 touchdowns. And you're like, all right, maybe this is it. The other thing that's been disappointing for the Jacksonville Jaguars and a lot of us fantasy nerds, Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley should be benched. I hate to be that guy. I hate to tell you these things, but Calvin Ridley is a guy that I don't even think you could have as a flex, a wide receiver 3, sure as heck not a wide receiver 2, and I think it's just been bad, right? Also with Trevor Lawrence, 4 fumbles lost this year. That's negative 2 points every time that happens. Trevor Lawrence, almost as many fumbles as he has touchdowns. He's fumbled the ball 7 times, lost it 4, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I think at this point when it comes to Trevor Lawrence, you just don't start him. You leave him off. Guys like Jared Goff, better. I play a guy like Kyler Murray, Justin Fields, over all that. By the way, Justin Fields is back into that as well. But Cal Ridley, not a wide receiver 2, not a wide receiver 3, not a flex option. Bench him, don't play him, let the stress go. And if he has one of those 120-yard games, it's fine. He hasn't had more than 100 yards than twice this year. Only 2 games, and the last time Calvin Ridley had 100 yards was October 1st. Travis Etienne, obviously you're going to start that kid every single week. Christian Kirk, that's Trevor Lawrence's wide receiver 1. But that's it. I mean, Evan Ingram, the tight end league, very bleak, very small. Obviously, Evan Ingram a start. But I would only start Christian Kirk, Travis Etienne, and Evan Ingram in that Jacksonville offense that has been nothing but disappointing. Moving on to another noon matchup, the Chargers at Green Bay. Chargers are a 3-point favorite on the road. I love the Chargers this week. Should be fun starts. The normal crowd is good to go. Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Justin Herbert. I even think maybe Joshua Palmer could be a start as well. I mean, it might be in a deep league. You might have a lot of guys that are already locked in when it comes to wide receivers since that, you know, position is so deep. But again, if you have an Olave who's out, right? You have a Drake London who's out and you need that wide receiver too, or you need that flex option and Palmer's on your team, I think it's okay to start him, right? Deep leagues, daily, I like it. It's big upside versus a Green Bay defense that, and a Green Bay team that's not really great. Could be one of those big Austin Eckler days too. Due to Green Bay being ranked 27th in the league versus the run, big day from Austin Eckler on the ground and in the field. Checkdowns, passes, Austin Eck, man, could be a solid start this week. Could be what you were hoping to get if you took him in a top 5 pick. Not sure I start anything much other than A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones for Green Bay. The Chargers, they do give up a lot of yards on offense. This is Jordan Love. We're finding out Jordan Love probably isn't that guy. Shucks. Darn it. For the first time in 50 years, the Green Bay Packers don't have a franchise quarterback, right? It just seems like they get a quarterback, 15 years, good. Get another one, 15 years, good. Get another one, 15 years, good. Now they're finally finding some adversity. But again, Chargers defense does give a lot of yards. But outside of the 2 running backs that I think are okay to start in both leagues, full point, half point, standard, daily, that's a lot of leagues. But Dillon and Jones, I think you're okay because of what the defense of the Chargers could do. I don't like anything other than that. Maybe Romeo Doubs if you're in desperate need. I just don't trust Jordan Love against anybody other than, well, nobody. Moving on, another noon game, Giants at Washington. Yeah, I don't know about this. This might be the worst game of the day. I'd rather watch paint dry. I'd rather go mulch my leaves in my yard than pay any attention to this game, right? DeVito versus Sam Howell. Although I do think Sam Howell is a good start this week in streaming leagues or daily if you want a cheap option at quarterback. I think Sam Howell could throw the ball around today against this Giants team that is absolutely disastrous. But might be the worst game of the day. You're not starting anyone but Saquon Barkley for the Giants. I may think about a stream on Sam Howell in daily. If I'm going to pick a lineup together, I've got a free bet. I've got a no-sweat bet that I got option in DraftKings. Maybe you want to load up your receivers, get a good solid running back, and then go cheap. Sam Howell's that guy against a Giants defense and a Giants team that's absolutely gone. B.J. Robinson, solid start, been great this whole year. Scary Terry, probably another good option today. I will say this. Last four games, 19 catches, but only one touchdown. I think he gets one this week, as Logan Thomas is the guy I'm talking about who's been a good option for one Sam Howe. Again, Logan Thomas, last four games, 19 catches, but only one touchdown. This week, Giants give up scores to tight ends in the red zone. I like Logan Thomas in this game, as well as Scary Terry and Robinson for your Washington Commanders. Should win. That game is going to be terrible, though. Washington always is favored by 8.5. A Washington Commanders team is favored by 8.5. Last game before we go into a break of the noon slate, half of the noon slate, Vegas at Miami. Look, Vegas has been decent, but let's be real. Let's call it how it is, spade to spade. They play the Giants and they play the Jets with new coach Antonio Pierce, right? Giants, Jets, both games at home after firing a coach. Now you get it. Now you get the real one, right? Miami, 13.5-point favorites. I do love that line. I know that's a lot. Miami's coming off a bye. Miami's coming off a disappointing loss against Kansas City Chiefs where they were absolutely just embarrassed because they couldn't do anything until the second half. I know. I get it. They still, whatever, put up 14 points. But again, an embarrassing loss in Germany, coming off a bye, at home, had time to think about it, and they're playing a Vegas team that's really not that good. The Dolphins may score 45 points today. Look, it's been fun for the Raiders, beating both the Giants and the Jets. That's great. But a change back for the Miami Dolphins. You pair that with Raheem Mostert, you're going to be just fine. He was good with him when he was there. They did the tandem of the split back. Also, Raiders give up, you ready for it? 135 yards per game. That's 29th best, which is kind of weird to say that, but 29th in the league. So, look, the Raiders don't give up a lot of passing yards, under 200 a game. This is an explosive offense that's rested, that's been off for a week. But again, the Raiders give 135 on the ground. Look for Mike McDaniel to kind of open up the run game, get a chain back going, get Mostert in there, who was kind of banged up but did not have a report on the injury list Thursday or Friday, will play. They will use both those running backs to get Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle some separation. But again, 45 points is what I'm targeting the Miami Dolphins to score today. For the Raiders, Adams, Jacobs, Dolphins defense, it's getting better. Right, Jalen Ramsey's back. They've had a bye week to incorporate their defense. It's getting better than it was in the first half of the season. But again, coming off a bye week, I like the Dolphins today against the Raiders. I don't like anybody but Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs. Here's why. Aiden O'Connell is going to find wide receiver one. We talk about this all the time. Backup quarterbacks will find wide receiver one. Look for Devontae Adams to be the one shining glimpse of hope for the Raiders. But again, I think Dolphins win this game like 45 to maybe 20. I'm serious. That's the first half of the noon slate. We'll get back. We'll do more noon slates, get more into those matchups. We'll talk about the 3 o'clock games and, of course, your heavy hitter of Monday Night Football. We'll also get into my all-juice game that I cannot wait for, as we do that every week. And respect to one, Therese Paylor. For Quentin, I'm Dusty. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sunday on 610 Sports Radio. Sunday morning, 9:17, rolling along. We'll be here until noon, and then it's, what, red zone? Chiefs game Monday night. Get a whole day to relax. It's going to be a crappy day, cold, rainy, gray. Good day for the flannel PJs, the thermals, the blankets, the red zone, the house slippers. I wore house slippers today to work. You like that, Quentin? I just got these off Amazon, $23. Ain't none. That's right. They got memory foam in them, baby. I'm ready to go.
You can get away with wearing those. Those aren't like.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't look like normal house slippers. Hell they look more like moccasins or something.
Oh, man. I love them. Memory foam in there, and they're warm. There's like a little fur. It's like the same texture as like your skin around your neck. It's that soft, you know? You can do that. We're the only two people in this building. We could have came in here butt naked. Nobody would care. I would, but like we don't want to do that, right?
I think the security cameras would care.
Yeah, could you imagine that? The company email, guys, please wear clothes when you come in on Sunday.
I never thought I would have to say this in an email, but yeah. Could you please not come in buck naked?
Yeah, buck. I teased it on the break. My all juice game is what we talk about now. Thanks to the late, great Therese Paylor. We do this every week, one game. I love this game today, Quentin. Arizona at Houston. I don't know why. Maybe the text line, 913-586-7610, can talk me out of it. But this game has red zone witching hour written all over it. Houston, a six-point favorite, which I think is low. But I love the Kyler Murray versus C.J. Stroud matchup. C.J. versus Kyler. Arizona was losing. Kyler Murray came back, no surprise, and they won. Murray was 19 of 32 for 249, and he ran six times for 33 yards. He looked okay. And might have a big target in Trey McBride. For those of you that got Trey McBride on your waiver wire, congratulations. Last week he had eight catches for 131 yards. No touchdowns, but 8 for 13 is good for 21.1 points in your fantasy league if you're full point PPR. That's a solid day for a tight end. And we know that tight ends in their leagues of fantasy football, there's like five. Outside of that, there is no solid point in a tight end. You have Laporta, you have Kelsey, Dalton Schultz, Kittle, Andrews is out for the rest of the year. Broke the tibia in his leg. Trey McBride's a nice find, Arizona. And you know Kyler Murray, he's going to continue to find that big body tight end in Trey McBride. I like him moving forward. I think he's a must start because tight ends are so few and far between in fantasy football. I also like James Conner too, now that he's back and healthy. They got him going again. They're going to run the ball, check downs from Kyler Murray. Going to try to throw it deep every so often. You know, Rondell Moore, a guy that everybody thought's production would go up. What's Kyler Murray? Don't give up on that yet. I don't know if I start him, but he's a stash and watch. Kyler Murray is a Verge starter this week. I actually like him over some guys like a Jared Goff or Kyler Murray. That sort of question that we might get later on the text line, 913-586-7610. Kyler Murray's an interesting start because this is a game of two quarterbacks that are similar, right? C.J. Stroud has shown promise and continues to be the outstanding rookie of the year and potentially an MVP finalist. Your boy that plays quarterback for the Chiefs, though, is still the favorite at plus 225. But, again, CJ's your QB1 in all of fantasy leagues. He's the number one spot over Mahomes, over Hurts, over all of them. I don't know how more clear I can be. CJ Stroud is your QB1. Now, Noah Brown is banged up, but you look at CJ Stroud's numbers the last 2 weeks, 470 and 356 with five touchdowns and one interception. Noah Brown being banged up, Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz should produce big numbers against this Arizona team. Again, I love the over in this game. It's at 48. I love both these teams to air it out, run around, show us some sort of athletic sort of game when it comes to these two quarterbacks. I know Kyler Murray gets a lot of bad rap. He looked decent last week after missing almost an entire year and blowing his knee out. He looked like he was back to being that maybe surprise at quarterback for Kyler Murray. Dalton Schultz, Tank Dell, big numbers. Also, Devin Singletary, we mentioned it earlier on players being out. Damian Pierce is out. Last week, Devin Singletary against the 30th ranked defense against the run ran 30 for 150. Got into the end zone. Look for them to get that train rolling again. Also, Arizona is ranked 28th against the run. So Devin Singletary opens things up. Tank Dell, C.J. Stroud, Dalton Schultz. Those are big guys on offense that'll get things going in this all-juice matchup. Moving on to more noon games. Chicago at Detroit. Detroit is 7.5-point favorite. Like Detroit in this game. Like Detroit's offense. But Fields is back, so all you DJ Moore owners should be able to have a nice little sigh of relief. DJ Moore and Justin Fields will get that rapport going once again. But again, Detroit gives up 231 yards in the air, but they are solid versus the run. Less than 80 yards a week on the ground. I could see Fields running a lot. They're going to get him back to where he's at. Again, it was a thumb injury, not a leg injury. And that defensive front for the Detroit Lions is solid. Aiden Hutchinson's going to keep him out on his toes, keep him questioning. So I don't like Fields as a must start, but he should be considered because Detroit will give up some rushing yards. Two quarterbacks. They'll give up some passing yards. And DJ Moore and Justin Fields seemed to kind of have that connection that we thought with wide receiver one, quarterback one, and theirs. For Detroit, start them all. This is a bad Bears team, a team that's probably going to fire their head coach. But Gibbs, David Montgomery, they're competing with each other. And last week against the Chargers, bad defense of the Chargers, but last week against the Chargers, they ran all over the place. I like Gibbs. I like Montgomery. That's about the two handcuffed backfield that I do trust in football outside of Green Bay. They're going to use both those guys, but not as effectively as these two for the Detroit Lions. Sam Laporta, good find this year. He's only had one touchdown in the last 4 weeks. Hasn't seen over 60 yards either, but the volume and the catches are still there, right? 4-8-6-4, all 48 to 52 yards. Not over 60, but 4 for 54 and a possible touchdown. I see him getting into the end zone this week. Still, a trusted tight end one, in my opinion. I also like Jerry Goff again this week because he's currently right now, don't look, but in fantasy football ranks, he's quarterback 10. Good for you if you waited all the way into like the 13th, 14th round or free agency to pick up a guy like Jared Goff. Next noon slate, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. What do you want from me? This is a typical AFC North matchup. I don't like anyone on Pittsburgh because this is against a defensive front in Cleveland that's nasty, scary. I don't know if you saw the picture of Myles Garrett. Not Myles Garrett. Yes, Myles Garrett. He decided to do an interview with no shirt on and just gray sweatpants. Very impressive, very scary. I'm just saying, take that for what it is. But when it comes to backfields that are handcuffed that I don't know if you can trust, Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, right? I think last week they both had equal, if not the same amount of points, same amount of volume, and they're just going to continue to use those guys in the backfield. I give Warren the slight edge over Harris because I think Pittsburgh will be down in this game. They're not going to be able to run the ball much against that defensive front of Cleveland, but they'll do check downs. Kenny Pickett, maybe not the guy. I don't really like any receivers, so I don't think he's going to have a whole lot of time to sit back there and find them. Pickens, right? Deontay Johnson, I don't know. Also in this game, something to watch, Pat Freiermuth was taken off IR. I don't know if I'm starting Freiermuth this week, but again, we talk about tight ends a lot. He's a guy that if you have the option to stash on your team because you might have, you know, a questionable play at tight end week in and week out, like a Kyle Pitts who's on a bye this week, and maybe you have to start a guy like Freiermuth. But again, I think Kenny Pickett will find him. He hadn't early on in the year, but Pat Freiermuth is off the injury list. DTR, baby. With Deshaun Watson out for the season, DTR is now your guy. He looked promising in preseason, but again, we'll see what he can do. Again, backup quarterback will always find wide receiver one, and Amari Cooper is that guy. Without Deshaun Watson, it wasn't great. With Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper was explosive. Well, he's not going to have him the rest of the year, so he's got to do something to kind of get that rapport between he and DTR moving forward. But again, I think this is your classic sort of AFC North battle. Both are 6-3, playing for first place, or a shot at first place with the Ravens. We'll see what happens. We know they beat Cincinnati on Thursday night. We'll talk about that game, obviously, and the Cincinnati Bengals later on in after hours. But Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cleveland, 2.5-point favorite. AFC battle. At the top with the Ravens when it comes to that, as they will all continue to play each other throughout the year. The last noon game that we get to before we go to break, Dallas at Carolina. This is the Frank Wright game. This is the make or break Frank Wright game. And I know he's only been there for a year. But I don't know if you've seen the news this week. But Frank Reich has been all over the place, going back to being an aggressive play caller, hasn't developed the offense that he's supposed to. Supposed to be a quarterback guru. Supposed to be a whisperer of the quarterback position. But for Carolina, As for Dallas, love them all. Also, give yourself a pat on the back if you took CeeDee Lamb in the first round. Early. CeeDee Lamb's last three games, 12 catches, 11 catches, 11 catches. You ready for the numbers of yardage? 158, 191, and 151. CeeDee Lamb is an absolute beast, and he's discovered that he can play in the NFL as a top elite wide receiver. He's been one of the top three best receivers in football this year. Your top three wide receivers in football this year? Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. No secret. CeeDee Lamb has finally arrived, and you love to see it. The guy is simply on fire. Three touchdowns in those 3 weeks. Look for him to get in the action today. Dak Prescott's going to continue to find him. Also, Jake Turd Ferguson. Funny name. Jake Turd Ferguson. It's just a Saturday Night Live skit. I don't mean anything by it, but he's been a great tight end. There's a reason why Dalton Schultz was not signed to this team. One man's trash, another man's treasure. It's worked well for Schultz in Houston. He's got C.J. Stroud. But Jake Ferguson is a must-start for a tight end one in every single fantasy league. Dak seems to have found his good rapport with that in the middle of the season. Three straight games also for Ferguson finding the end zone. I don't see that streak going anywhere anytime soon because Carolina is a 10.5-point underdog. Carolina, I don't know, Adam Thielen, that's all I got for you when it comes to them. Nobody else. I don't trust their run game. Dallas defense pretty solid. So, again, everybody for Dallas, nobody but Thielen when it comes to Carolina. And also keep your eyes open. Frank Reich is the number one coach that possibly could get fired at the end of the year, and he's done something different with his play calling when it comes to this game today. But again, Dallas, 10.5-point favorites. Can't see this going well for one Carolina Panthers team. That is the noon slate. This is Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Each drinks scenic views. We take a step out to a commercial break. We come back. We dive into our 3 o'clock games. We'll get into the Monday night matchup and the Sunday night matchup. That's electric. It's not. It's Denver again. Spoiler alert. And then 10 o'clock to noon, we'll get into after hours. For Quentin, I'm Dusty. Let's do a Fantasy Football Sunday show here on 610 Sports Radio. Continuing to bring in your text messages, I promise you, after we do this segment and go to break, we come back, we answer all those questions. 913-586-7610. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Once again, teams on bye this week in your fantasy football season is Atlanta, Indianapolis, New England, and New Orleans. Not as bad as last week. That was a dynamite bye week last week, but as always, we'll keep you updated. We'll be here for you. 3 o'clock slate now on the table here on a Fantasy Football Sunday show brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. First slate of the 3 o'clock game, Tampa Bay at San Francisco. San Francisco minus 12. This game's tricky. I mean that. This game is tricky for me because Tampa Bay is traditionally a good team against the run. Their run defense is good, but you know Kyle Shanahan's going to do what he can to beat you the way that he does, which is with the running game, and Christian McCaffrey, who's RB1, no surprise, right? So we shall see what gives. But also, Tampa Bay is one of the worst teams against the pass. They allow 267 yards in the air. Only the Chargers are worse, so this may be a big Debo, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle day. Brock Purdy seems to be healthy. That team seems to be healthy, and that team seems to be rolling. I mean, they beat the snot out of Jacksonville last week. They embarrassed Jacksonville, and everybody was healthy. But again, look for them to incorporate Christian McCaffrey in any way, shape, or form. If it's not on the ground, it doesn't matter because Christian McCaffrey, obviously the best dual threat outside of, I don't know, Alvin Kamara. When it comes to passing and catching the ball as a running back, Alvin Kamara has been better as a pass catcher than he has been a running back. But again, Tampa Bay doesn't give up a lot of rush yards. They've traditionally always been good against the run, but they're terrible against the pass. Again, Chargers, one of the worst teams against the pass. Tampa Bay, second worst. So again, Debo's back, healthy. Kittle looks like he's finally back to that George Kittle of 2019. And Brandon Ayuk, who's been a great find this year for one Brock Purdy. As for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Evans, Godwin, right? White, the norms. But again, be careful because it's San Francisco. No surprise. Chase Young, Nick Bosa on that defensive line. Baker Mayfield may look very, very sporadic today. His feet already move about as quick as Sonic the Hedgehog's. This defensive front against Baker Mayfield, he's going to be in panic mode. You want a sure bet today? Over 1.5 interceptions for Baker Mayfield. Under in passing yards for Baker Mayfield. I don't love the typical Tampa Bay dudes this week because it's such a tough matchup. I also don't love Christian McCaffrey on the ground, but I love Christian McCaffrey because, again, they'll use him any way they possibly can to make it successful. And late in the game, they might have a lead. He might break one. It's just that home run hitter that Christian McCaffrey is. A lot of passing yards for the San Francisco 49ers today. Not a lot of rushing yards. It doesn't matter, though. But again, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, minus 12 for your Niners. Next 3 o'clock game, Seattle at the Rams. Rams are minus 1 at home. Basically a pick'em game. Thank goodness, though, for all of us out there that Matthew Stafford's back for people that have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. I love both of them today. Love these two today versus the Seattle defense. I see both getting anywhere from 6 to 9 targets, 80 plus yards each, probably finding the end zone today. This game could speak a lot of volume when it comes to points. I don't know how comfortable I am saying slam the over, but being back with Matthew Stafford and these two guys on the outside, gonna find him and gonna find him often. That's just what he's gonna do. Will they both get in the end zone? One of them will, but I see both of them having 6 to 7 catch day for 80-plus yards. That's good volume. I like Puka. I like Cooper. Puka and Koopa, right? There you go for the Rams. As for the Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. Sorry. We're good? We're good, I think. Geno Smith. Been, again, a good surprise. DK and Tyler Lockett last week finally got back to that dual threat they both are on the outside. They did play Washington, but 7 for 98 for DK, 8 for 92 for Lockett. Lockett, the lone guy with the touchdown last week, but both guys on this team, Geno finding them, that's the move. Now, the Rams, decent. They're decent against the pass, right? They don't lock people up, but they are pretty decent against the pass. But I do like Lockett and DK in this offense. Also, Kenny Walker, got to start that guy too. The Rams, they give him an average of 123 on the ground. Get him going. We'll see if the studs on the outside get going. 46.5 is the over-under, so look for points in this game. I don't know, again, how comfortable I am hammering that over, but I see that over being very, very playable today as 47 looks like to be the number on this game. DK, Tyler, outside with Geno. Just trust him. Give him the ball. Give him volume. Let Kenny Walker set it up and then take your shots downfield. We know Geno's not shy of doing that. He'll be okay. He'll find those guys. Moving on, the other game that's the prime time 325 game. You ready for this one? Jets at Bills. Buffalo a 7.5-point favorite. Remember, they just fired Ken Dorsey, new offensive coordinator for Buffalo going forward. You know things will be incorporated into this offense that is new that we may not have seen. But this is a gross game. Could be a gross finish. But there's one thing that we know. Josh Allen, turnover machine. The offense has not been what it's supposed to be. Stephon Diggs, not happy. Yeah, it was his brother that did all the talking, but brothers know each other's feelings, and one said it, the other one didn't. The other one came back and said, I can't help how people are feeling. But this seems like a get-it-right game. If there was ever a game where you could trust volume and production from a guy like Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, this is that game. That Jets team is on borderline of breaking. But again, this is a battle for second place. Seriously, in the AFC East, Jets, Bills, that's your Sunday night or your Sunday afternoon primetime game 325. Can this Jets defense live up to what they are? They're solid defensive front. Sauce Gardner will be shadowing Stephon Diggs. But again, Diggs, Allen, a lot of frustration, new offensive coordinator. We'll see how that goes. Tough team to pick one from this team for, you know, the Jets. But you're going to play Breece Hall. Outside of that, nobody else. Buffalo, a team on the verge of really collapsing or getting over it. New offensive coordinator, new offensive numbers today might be the thing when it comes to the Jets offense. Defense and Bills offense, I mean. Jets defense, Bills offense. You get it. But Robert Saleh is just going to keep throwing out Zach Wilson. Eventually, that locker room is going to collapse. We'll see how that goes. But again, turnover machine and Josh Allen, him and Stephon Diggs get back on par. The Sunday night game. Ready for this one? It's a blow-up of a matchup. Minnesota at Denver. Give me a break. Minnesota at Denver. Denver, 2.5-point favorites. No Justin Jefferson announced. He's still going to be on that injured list. But TJ Hawkinson, Jordan Addison, you get another week of those two with Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs has been surprisingly good. Can run the ball, show that he's got the athletic talent to get around the tackles, get outside, make some moves with his legs, and also not afraid to throw it. Been a decent guy so far with this Minnesota offense that he just learned 3 weeks ago. Denver defense coming off back-to-back, pretty impressive wins. They've beaten the Chiefs. They've beaten Buffalo. I ain't gonna lie to you. It ends today. I think Minnesota covers the 2.5 on the road dogs. Denver, look, they played the Chiefs. They got 5 turnovers. They played Buffalo. They got 5 turnovers. Minnesota doesn't really turn the ball over. We'll see what happens. Something has to give in this game. But one thing that we did see that we love to see last week for this Denver offense that I can't emphasize more that I'm happy to see, Javonte Williams, man. They finally got Javonte Williams in the mix. That's what's going to make this offense go. Because when you open up Javonte Williams and actually use that talented running back, Russell Wilson doesn't have to cook. And that's a good thing. Because Russell Wilson hadn't really cooked. He'll throw the ball 28 times for a total of like 179 yards. But when you can incorporate Javonte Williams, it will open up Cortland Sutton, who might have had the catch of the year last week. That was a gnarly catch on the side of the end zone with Russell Wilson falling backwards and he got the two toes in. That was a nice catch. You know why he was able to get the ball to Jerry Jeudy a little bit? Not as much, but Cortland Sutton more? Because they were able to use Javonte Williams. He can catch it. He can run it. He's been a great play last week. I continue to see that moving forward against this Minnesota defense. But time will tell which one gives up. The Denver defense or the Minnesota hype train? Because the Minnesota hype train came out of nowhere. How impressive now is that win in Minnesota for the Kansas City Chiefs? And speaking of the Chiefs, They play Philadelphia Monday night, the big one. Chiefs, 2.5-point favorites. It'll be heavily talked about from 10 to noon. But in this game, Chiefs, Eagles, a lot of plays, right? Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, number two wide receiver in the league, only 69 yards behind Tyreek Hill. We'll talk about that. Tyreek Hill's been explosive this year, right? Coming off a disappointing start against the Chiefs, 8 for 62. A.J. Brown goes up against a very good secondary in the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see if he can get over that nudge. That is, the Chiefs not giving up 100 yards to a wide receiver one. In fact, the Chiefs have only given up 100 yards to two wide receivers, Christian Kirk, Josh Palmer. That's it. That's it. Everybody else, under. I see Jalen Hurts being a big factor in this game. Obviously, an anytime touchdown, you'll see the brotherly shove. It happened twice in the Super Bowl last year, as this is the Super Bowl rematch. As for the Chiefs, still can't trust anybody at wide receiver. If you have to, if you're slim and you're in a deep league and you have to start one, it's obviously Rashee Rice. Don't trust Sky. Don't trust MBS. Travis Kelce, obviously a must start. Patrick Mahomes, must start. Isaiah Pacheco, must start. It's going to get volume. The Chiefs have worked on some offensive flaws in the off week or the bye week. We'll see how they do that. But again, Travis Kelce's your number one, obviously. Patrick Mahomes, enough said. Outside of that, Isaiah Pacheco, I trust. RB2, maybe a flex play. I think he gets a little bit more action against the Philly team where you're going to want to hold the ball a little bit longer, because defense, not as elite last year, but the offense, a little bit more elite. No Dallas Goedert either. So Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts to really use those two options. I know that goes without saying, but again, one guy down ups the tick for everybody else, including A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Jalen Hurts. Look for him to run the ball as well as he tries to get around that defensive front that has been dominant for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't like either defense to start this week because I see this game hammering the over. I know Chiefs have always been an under team this year because that defense has been elite. But again, you're looking to me like this game might be like, 27-31. I see that game being this way Monday night. Coming up on the other side, Jay Southland, Toast Service text line, 913-586-7610. We'll answer your questions on the other side on a fantasy football show brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scene of use. Segment here on a Fantasy Football Sunday. It's up to you. Your questions, they get answered the best I possibly can. 816. Chiefs for Bills defense. Bills. That way you don't have to be, on the edge of your seat. Dustman. Love listening on Sunday mornings. Got a two-parter. Got to start two at wide receiver. Ayuk, Metcalf, or Cooper, or Hollywood Brown. The second part. Would you either of the two leftovers, Najee Harris in the flex, PPR also, did you really retire the Dirty Werewolf? We did. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
It's over. It is what it is. ESPN, you can blame them. But yeah, Dirty Werewolf is no longer. To go back to your first part of your question, two of those receivers, Ayuk, Metcalf, or Amari Cooper, look, it's JTR, not Deshaun Watson, so I think Cooper's the odd man out. Brandon Ayuk, we talked about that earlier. Tampa Bay's defense, they give up a lot of air yards. So I like Ayuk. I like Debo. I like Kittle. I like DK Metcalf, too. Like we said, he had a good week last week, even with production on the outside with Tyler Lockett. I like DK. I like Brandon Ayuk. I don't like Najee Harris this week, right? Cleveland's defense, it's good, especially that front six, front four with the two that they always have in the middle. Myles Garrett, I like Warren over Najee Harris this week. I know last week they had identical numbers almost, as if they were used in the exact same way, and it's been frustrating. I get it, but I think I lean Jaylen Warren because I see Cleveland winning early or being up early, and I see them checking it down to Warren. I don't like Pickens. I don't like Deontay Johnson, but again, I think I would go Warren over Harris. Da-na-na-na-na. More questions. 816. Hey, Dusty. Hi. Should I start James Conner or DeAndre Hopkins in PPR? In PPR, I think you have to lean DeAndre Hopkins. He's the number one target for Will Levis, who's starting to get into his own in the NFL. He's the starter. He's moving forward. If he wants to keep his job, what do you do? go where the gravy's hot. Stick with your number one wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. Find him. Find him often. He's going to catch it. You throw it his way unless a defender either picks it or knocks it away. But DeAndre Hopkins is a more trusted start in full-point PPR over James Conner. Look, I like James Conner. Last week, he looked good. Kyler Murray looks like he hasn't forgotten how to play in the NFL after missing an entire year to an ACL injury. Shall see. But I like James Conner over DeAndre Hopkins. How do you feel about Nacua from ZC? I like Puka today. Matthew Stafford is back. Matthew Stafford is going to throw the football. And Matthew Stafford is going to find Cooper Kupp and he's going to find Puka Nacua. I like both those guys today. In fact, if you have both of them rostered on your team, I wouldn't be hesitant to start both of them. Stafford's back. That offense is going to be okay. And he's going to find both of them. Often. We know Cooper's going to get what? 10 targets. Nacua is going to get 7. Those guys don't drop the ball. If they do, it's once every 2 weeks. Trust them. Start them. I like them both. From the 954, Dusty. I have Jalen Waddle, Rashee Rice, and Amari Cooper. Playing two of them at the moment. Playing Rashee Rice over Cooper. Think that's a mistake. Neil and Lone Jack. Nah. I think Rashee Rice is probably a little bit of bias. I think you probably want him to be good. Will he be good? I don't know. But if you have Jalen Waddle, Rashee Rice, and Amari Cooper, I would probably go Jalen Waddle and Amari Cooper. I said earlier I think Miami's going to cover the spread today of 13.5. They're playing the Vegas Raiders, who are coming off wins against the Jets and the Giants. Give me a break. I love it. They fired their coach, and they surged around it, but they beat the Giants after that. Then they played the Jets. They played Zach Wilson and Danny DeVito's son. It's not his real kid. It's just funny to say. But, yeah, I like Jalen Waddle today. From the 816, what about Kittle? We talked about George Kittle and that passing offense that's going to probably eat against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay giving up a lot of yards in the air. I think it's like 235 a game on average, which is third or second worst in the league behind the Chargers. And we saw what the Detroit Lions did against that defense last week. Kind of similar offenses. Right? They use a tight end to incorporate the wide receiver to Amon-Ra St. Brown, just like they're going to use George Kittle to incorporate Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk or a George Kittle who will really get things going. So, yeah, I'm okay with it. From the 816, what up, Dusty? It's Cole. How you doing, Cole? I've been on a tear after starting 1-4, gotten back in 5-5 and trying to make a push for the playoff. Week 13 is going to kill me with both my backs on bye. I got a trade offer from a guy. I'd be dealing Tyler Lockett for Najee Harris. Thoughts? I play Lockett on a matchup basis, so I could probably lose him, but need another option. The only problem with that is that Lockett's still producing good numbers. Najee Harris is a curveball. With Jalen Warren, the rookie out of Oklahoma State, who they use in the pass offense, especially today they will, against Cleveland, I don't think you can accept that trade. I think you can fire back with a better option if they have it. But keep playing Tyler Lockett. Again, he had a good week last week. Geno Smith found him, and he's going to be there because DK Metcalf is the younger, more athletic, in my opinion, going to draw a little bit more attention. And Tyler Lockett is still the sneaky good vet on the outside that can give you scoring opportunities multiple times a week. So I wouldn't know. I probably wouldn't do that trade. I'd probably hold on, Cole. Thanks for tuning in. From the 850, good morning. Good morning. I have Swift and Brown and the Chiefs defense. I'm struggling to start any Eagles against the Chiefs defense. Any suggestion? My heart is too much into this. Thanks to you. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Michael in Navarre Beach. Michael, thanks for the nice text. Look, I think if you have A.J. Brown, he's an obviously must start. A lot of people are always going to start your wide receiver once. Chiefs defense is great. Again, they haven't given up 100 yards to a wide receiver one this year. In fact, they've only given up 100 yards twice. That's it. We told you those names. Palmer and Kirk. They played Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. Those guys, they don't do anything. But again, it's A.J. Brown. You plug, play, and forget every single week. Who knows what could happen? This game could also be one of those, you know, anomaly type of games. Two good defenses, and then it's just like 35-31, spectacular finish like it was in the Super Bowl. Good morning, Dusty. Enjoy your show. Thank you. You bring a great perspective on Sports Talk Radio. Listening in from Wichita, Kansas. Shout out Wichita. Thanks for the kind words. It's been a nice Sunday morning. It might be gloomy and doomy outside, but it's nice and sunny and smiley in this studio. I like that. Love the love today, people. Let's go. What up, Dust Man? What up? Happy Sunday morning. You think the Jets defense is going to send Josh Allen back to the Rock? That he should have stayed hidden under for the rest of the season. Interesting. So remember, they fired Ken Dorsey. I think this offense for Buffalo is just like one game away from getting back to its normal charismatic self. Again, I don't know what Gabe Davis is. I don't think we ever will. But I do know that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs do have a good rapport together. There is frustration, but there's a new offensive coordinator. There's more trust now, I think, with getting Ken Dorsey out. I do think he was a fall guy, right? You fired your D coordinator last year. You fired your offense coordinator this year. We'll see what happens, but I see this Jets defense giving up more than maybe usual because of what is the rally behind the new guy when it comes to this offense for Buffalo. From the 954, got to go quick, Josh Dobbs or Patrick Mahomes. Again, Mahomes is one of those guys. Set it and forget it. Plus, it makes Monday night a lot more fun. Two separate leagues. First one, Dobbs or Purdy? Dobbs. And Dobbs or Stroud? Stroud. Pretty easy there. Dotson or Pickens? Standard. I don't like George Pickens this week. Go Dotson. Need to start two, and I'll have a hit or miss. Jacoby Myers, Scary Terry, Hopkins. Go Scary Terry, go Hopkins. Stay away from Jacoby Myers. I mean that because Devontae Adams is there, and Aiden O'Connell's just going to target wide receiver one, wide receiver one, wide receiver one. Alexander Mattson or Chris Godwin, PPR? Mattson. Dusty, Justin Herbert or Kyler Murray? You tough cat. Oh, man. Go Kyler Murray against Houston's defense over Justin Herbert against Detroit's defense. Justin Herbert's going to have some yards on the ground with his legs. Again, it's his legs that are healthy. His thumb was the one that got hurt. Justin Herbert. I don't know why I said that. Justin Herbert. Go Kyler Murray. Justin Herbert, good offensive guy. I was thinking Justin Fields, but go Justin Herbert. But I would go Kyler Murray. That's really contradicting. I would go Kyler Murray over Justin Herbert. Mostert or Amari Cooper? Ooh, Raheem Mostert, for sure. Look, he still ran when they had a chain back there, and they were still the number one running defense in the running offense in the league. Nothing's going to change. Keep him going. Howell or Fields? Fields. That's Fantasy Football Sunday Show, 913-586-7610. Coming up on the other side, we get into a little sports Sunday. We'll get into it. You can still ask your questions, 913-586-7610. I ain't going anywhere for 2 hours. Quinn's not going anywhere for 2 hours. Coming up after hours on a Sunday afternoon from 10 until noon. We'll be right back.